All right, good evening, everybody. It's nice to have an oil of an Rosh Hashanah. Siv Dalet and Hey of Shinchav Beis are chidushim to anybody who never happened to have learned it before. We're all accustomed to Hilchos Challah is that we separate challah and we burn it or we destroy it, and that's the whole story. The Mechaber in Siv Dalet and Hey has a totally different take on the customs of Hilchos Challah. I don't know if the Sfaradim are nothing like this Mechaber or not. I guess we'll put Takdeli on the spot soon. But the Sfaradim have a totally different custom in Challah and how many Challahs they separate, etc. So let's learn the Mechaber, Siv Dalet and Hey, and then we'll see where it, I guess, where it takes us. A gimel. What? I think that everyone's moida that the way Ashkenazim do it is adequate. It's a gzeira b'shani soy tishakat, but I think so. I hope so. The you have to know there are three parts. There are two sections in Eretz Yisrael. This is Chutz Laretz. Eretz Yisrael. There's an area called Oile Bavel, and there's an area called Oile Mitzrayim, where the Lashon is sometimes Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Shnia. Okay, when Yeshua entered Eretz Yisrael, that's called Kedusha Rishayna, or Oile Mitzrayim. And Kedusha Rishayna, that Kedusha, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'loi Kitcha L'Asad Lavei. That Kedusha, in the eyes of Halacha, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha anyway. But the Kedusha, the Halacha Dika Kedusha, was kitchel l'shaita, v'lo kitchel l'asad lavei. It only had kedusha l'shaita and not on a permanent basis. The kedusha shnia, when what they call oilei bavel, is kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asad lavei. That kedusha is a permanent kedusha. And the Rambam says, I don't know if we know its source, that the first kedusha was with kibush, was with war, so therefore it's bottled with war. The second kedusha was with rishus of the amim, and therefore it's not bottled even with milchama. The kedusha rishayna was until the chorban, until the tisha b'av the year of the chorban. So there's now the kedusha shnia when they went up the second time in time of Ezra. They didn't take the whole Eretz Yisrael. It was very few people that went up, relatively speaking. And they conquered a smaller part of Eretz Yisrael. So that, the Shulchan Aruch here talks about three parts of Eretz Yisrael. The area of Oilei Bavel, the area of Oilei Mitzrayim, and then the third part is not Eretz Yisrael, the third part is Chutz Laretz. And it says that the Dinim of Challah are different for each of the three, which is something that we never heard of, most of us. I mean, we do challah the same in Eretz Yisrael as everywhere. That's because we do like the Ramah, which we'll have at the end of Sif Hei. Let's learn Siv Dalet, and we'll try to figure out the Seder Hadvarim of the Mechaber Shita. Gimel Dinim L'Challah B'Sholesh Aratzis. There are three Dinim for challah, and there are three different Aratzis, three areas that have Dinim. And they are as follows. The area that the Oilei Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, Gomor, where they conquered and gave a Kedusha L'Asad Lavai, Mafrisha B'Chala Achas, Kashir. It's a city. I don't have a map. I don't know where. Mafrisha B'Chala Achas, Kashir. V'Nechelas L'Kayinim. You separate challah, kishir, the 1/24th, and it's given to eat to kayanim. We'll talk about tumah in a minute. B'shair Eretz Yisrael sheziku ba'ile Mitzrayim, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael which ba'ile Mitzrayim was zayichin v'loy ele bavel shehu michziv va'ad amona, which is from the boundary mentioned earlier until a place called Amona. Mafrishim ba shtei chalos. You separate two chalos. Harishayna echad mimemches v'hin nisrefes. The first is 1/48, and you burn it. Vashniya ein lo shir. V'nais naisa l'kayin la'achla. And the second is any amount, and you give it to a kayin to eat. V'chol oretz me'amana ulechutz be'misuri be'mishar rasis mafishish techalas. All of chutz la'aretz is separate to chalas. Harishoyne in l'shir v'nis refes. V'ashniya echmem ches v'necheles u'meteres l'tmeim. So what he's saying is like this. Everywhere a kayin gets something. In Eretz Yisrael proper, you separate shumi, you give it to the kayin.
In
well, he said
Kashir, which
is the 24th for Balabai, that's right. And in the greater area of Eretz Yisrael, you separate two. The bigger one you give to the Kayim, but it's enough Efe Mimim Ches. And the smaller you separate a Mashu, and it's the Srefis. And in Chutz La'aretz you separate two. What? In the bigger one is given to the Kayim. No. In Miksiv Aramon, I'm sorry. Echmem Ches is the Srefis. Okay, Vishnei and Lishiv and I says the Lakayim. And in Chutz La'aretz, the biggest shear is given to the Kayin, and the smaller shear is in the Srefis. You separate it. The Echmem Ches, the Shid Rabbanan. Oh, English shear, you can do whatever you want. The assumption is you give them out. Okay, you're right. English shear could be smaller, go bigger, but English shear, the idea is that you don't have to separate more. You could separate less. So where does the concept come from? So he's going to say that the Mechaber holds that you're allowed to give truma tomato to a kayin. And you're allowed to give truma tameya to a kayin. You have to remember, a kayin's allowed to use truma tameya. You could burn it, and you can have anah from it. But since it's tameh, we separate it and we burn it. But shleit tishokach tayres. Now, Sif Gimel says shleit tishokach tayres chala. We also give to the kayin.
What?
Who uses it by burning it?
Burning it.
But it's not entirely so. We're going to see in a minute that a kayin could eat. Give me a second. We're not finished. Ubisman hazeh. The mechaber is not done. Ubisman hazeh. Shein isa tahira. Maybe they tumas hameis. Today, with the isa itself is tameh, not just the chutz la'aretz is tameh. Mafrisha chalachas b'chol eretz Yisrael. Echemim emches v'sarfen isa. Neishi tameya. In Eretz Yisrael, everything is tamei meis, you destroy it. U'miksiv ha'aramona mafisha shniya l'kayin l'achila v'ein l'ashir k'shahaya ha'davar mikayinim. Siv ha'amada, you separate the second one to the kayin to achila v'ein l'ashir like you did before. What he's saying is like this. In the beginning, when Chutz La'aretz was tamei, because Rabban Ogai said tuma, so they made two dinim. They made a din shalai tishakach, and a din to give to the kayin shalai tishakach, and a din that you burn whatever you burn. Bizman hazeh, where the is itself is tameh because of tumas meis, not because of tumas chutz la'aretz. So now that's tameh as tameh meis. So let's see. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't give it to the kayin. B'sarfen isa, and you burn it. And the miksiv amanim afi shniyah l'kayin lachim. Now, why don't you give it to the kayin to have a no when he burns it? So that the shaches says that you do. That you do. Let's see shaches. Okay. So again, the mechab in the beginning was talking before the paradum was bottled. So before a paradum was bottled in Eretz Yisrael, you give it to the kayin. The chutz la'aretz, which is a gzeirah of tuma, so you do both. You treat it as tameh, so gzeirah of tuma, and you separate and give to the kayin shleit tishokach toiras tuma, toiras eretz yisrael. Bizman hazeh, that we don't have the par haduma, and everything is tameh. So in Eretz Yisrael, you separate it and you burn it. And shaches says you burn it b'maduras kayin kehenes. You see, Shaches on the second page is that you burn it by Maduras Kaida Kehenes, that they should be able to have Anah from it. And in Amona, you do the same as you always did. And Chalas Chutz La'aretz, we'll see in Sefei in a second, of what you do with Chalas Chutz Laretz. Okay, so this is the Seder Hadvarim of the Mechaber, and it's a little confusing why the Mechaber brings the dinim of before we had the Parah Adumah.
Before the Parah Adumah, why are you burning something? Why did it give it all to the Kohen? What does this burning have to do? Before the Kohen was burnt, why are you doing both?
The Shachvav explains that one is burnt and one is given to the Kohen. Look in Shachvav. Okay, so see Shachvav. Shachvav explains. Let's see. Shemiksiv Adamana Shukroy Valeretz Amim. So one, you burn because it's tamei, because in Chutz Laretz everything is assumed to be tamei. Vashniya tiknu rabbanan k'lo shetishakach teiras chala. And you give it to the Kohen. So the Ikar Adin is to burn it, and that's the Ikar Chala, and then the other Chala is Shalai Tishakach. Now, one is the Ikar Adin, you burn. So why don't you just take one and give it to the Kohen and let the Kohen burn it? For that matter, why don't we do it today? Why don't we today, when we separate challah, give it to a kohen? The kohen will have enough from burning it.
We'll do it.
The reason is that it shouldn't come l'idei takala. That's the reason that's brought, is that it's going to come l'idei takala if you leave it around and it's truma tameya. And it's a truma snayti bihud. That's in Yonah Reshav. He has all about this. About Hilchis Chala. So he says that the reason that we don't, the Ikka Chala, the reason we don't hold on to it and we burn it, we don't give it to a Kayin, is because you're going to hold on to it till you get it to the Kayin, and we're afraid that it'll come Lidei Takala and it'll be eaten by mistake. Second one is not so chum, or you can hold on to it, it's not real Chala. So Shalei Tishaka Chala. So somebody will eat it. There's no real issue.
My wife takes the challah, puts it in the freezer, and I burn it on our Pesach. Why should I?
Serious?
Yeah.
The whole year you save all your challah?
She saves.
Wow. What's that big freezer?
I don't know.
I'm curious to see if there's such a mini guy.
I burn it.
You're doing the right thing. The question is if she's doing. She saves the challah from a whole year and burns it with the.
Can I burn
it
on Pesach?
You could really.
Wow.
But that's the real problem.
Okay. I don't know. It sounds like not the right thing. I'm curious to see if there's such a meaning.
I don't know.
Well, today, really, all the challah is the Rabbanan. Well, so Tumas Chutz Laretz is the Rabbanan because of a chashash of Tumas Deraisa. We say everything. Chutz Laretz. The lashon of Gemara is that they throw it in the follow all over the place, but the mice of the fact is that there's no zehiras in Tovah and Chutz Laretz.
What's the thinking of burning the challah? Is it a replacement of giving to the kohen? What's the whole inyan of the whole burning?
The burning is because you can't eat it. You're burning now. If you mean burning as opposed to just throwing it away, we'll talk about it.
Separating it and burning it. What's the
okay? So all right. Now the point is that challah. Challah is a matir. You have to separate it. Because the dough, if you don't separate any challah, the dough remains also b'achila. Okay, it remains also b'achila. If you don't separate it, same thing with truma, b'zman hazeh. We separate truma and the kohen can't eat it. So you have to separate it to be matir. Now, there are two mitzvahs. One is it's a matir, one is nesin l'kohen. Nesin l'kohen today, the kohen really doesn't have much benefit from it. So it shouldn't come in the data column. What? You can only have enough from burning it. It's not a big mila. So for shash takala, we're not going to hold on to it. I said last week the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, and the Rambam counts it as two mitzvahs. You're right. But it's still a matir, even if it's not a mitzvah. Like the first, like Rabbi Yehuda said, the first tishrei tshuva, it's certainly a matir. Whether it's a separate mitzvah, it's counted as one or two. Says the machleik, the Rambam and the Rambam, we said last week. But still, it's an altmati, it's got to separate it, like tevel otherwise. So, all right, so this is the meaning according to the Mechaber. To separate the two chalas. The first obviously is Dikar Adin, and the second is Shloi Tishakach. Now let's go on to Sif Hei. So we're going to discuss the chala, the bliya of chala could aser. Right. So you have to really, when you burn chala in an oven, you have to put it in a piece of aluminum foil or in a pan. The chala itself, chala tveya is iser, and we're going to have a shichav gimel that it can aser kalim. So we're going to get to that in Yitz Hashem. But you have to be careful how you burn it. I guess it's part of the lo yavu lidei takala, I guess.
Maybe that's why my wife.
Oh, is it bottle? So that's the beginning of Shechav Kim. We'll probably get to it still today.
Somebody, the whole thing is already to be sorry from July to night Tishtach. So what is this? Somebody writes, why do some people take challah, even Stamazoi? Is it the challah?
What do you mean?
He goes, we don't need to challah. You suffix somebody to challah or not. The baker to challah. You don't have to challah. So are you
going
to take
it after 7th from after? Yes, because the Davshish Matirin, even the Safik, if it's a real Safik, it's Yesha Matirin. But it's Sheikh Lulav is also, we Sheikh Lulav all the other days also, is Echel of Igdash.
By the way, Jewish.
I'm nice at the Rabban. Rav Palm used to separate challah from every box of matzahs he opened. Now, I've got a Pesach matzahs. Every time he opened a box of matzahs, he would separate challah, and he said, you can't give a heksher on a fresh challah. You can only give a heksher on a place you catch them with treifas. Now, if you're there all the time, you give a heksher, but the heksher will work with yetziv nichnas. So the palm said, how do you give a heksher on separating challah? You can't walk in and catch them. Treifas, you can walk in and catch them with treifas. You can't walk in and catch them not separating challah. So he used to separate challah on his own. He told me from Bax and Matzis, I don't know, maybe from pretzels also.
No, he gave a wrong.
So I don't know. What? No, we're going to learn that the Isa is the chatchila. You could separate challah even after it's baked, and even after part of it is eaten, you can still separate challah. Now, I want to tell you that what we did in Kehillah, to try how do you give a hefshar separating challah? So what we did is every bakery has a log, and when they make a dough, they have to separate challah and fill in the log. So it's possible they fill in the log without separating the challah. It's also possible, but at least there's some accounting that you walk in, and there's at least some sort of an accounting that the challah is separated. All the bakeries in Flatbush, almost all of them, switch to the sachtus. To the CRC. CRC doesn't have any Hashem of Flatbush except for bakeries. The Sakhtas has very big coolness in Hilchas Challah. They're the only Heksher that I know of in the world that holds that. You see, bakeries have to have people there at night because you come in the morning, you want a fresh Danish. So they have to start working very early. It's you can get Mexicans, they work any hour, you know, they're the same, $3.50 an hour, you get them middle of the night, middle of the day. You want to get a frum yid to be there overnight, it's very expensive.
Can you get a video?
So, one second. So, the afroshas challah has to be done by a yid pashtus. And therefore, the hechsher require that there be a frum yid there to separate challah when you make a dough. Now, the sachtus, their dayu is a Yecheskel Roth. Today's the Carlsberg Dayan. He used to be a Satmar Dayan. He moved to Carlsberg recently. And I don't know exactly the mechanics of it, but he was called the Satmar Dayan. He was the Pesach. And he holds that you're allowed to let Goyim separate a dough, and when the Yid comes in the morning, he separates the challah. Because they're trusting the Yid, the guy, to take a little dough from each of the doughs, The lumdus of it is not the topic. So Lamaisa, this actus has a cooler that saves a lot of money for the bakeries. That's why a lot of the bakeries have the CRC. They do it in the morning, but how you know they made overnight a dozen doughs? You have to make sure you have something from each dough. So you have to trust the guy. No, it has to be. We're going to see. It's not even so posh it that it's good b'di'evet, but l'chatchil it's certainly not. The Mishnah Berurah says good b'di'evet for money, son, and l'chayres. But pashas, you need the issas should be together. So I don't know. I got into habits. Rav Palm told me this years ago. So whenever when I eat something, I pinch off a piece of pizza and I say zulchala. I throw it in the garbage. It's more chamer to eat hevel than to throw out a little piece of challah in the garbage. So what? Says challah genumin. Yeah, the intention is definitely take challah. Probably they do take challah, but Rav Palm was chayshish for it. You know, I'll tell you the truth. Once I take it ready for the whole dough. So if you're from the same dough, you're in good shape. What? In chutzlars, you don't need minamukif. It doesn't have to be in the same kli. Pashas has to be the same dough. We're going to learn later if even different doughs are good.
If you buy matzah
from Eretz Yisrael, it's not good. The dough that was made in Eretz Yisrael, you have to separate minamukif. Yeah. I'm saying this as a chumrah. I don't mean to make the laws on anybody. The tshuva was written as a tshuva, it's in a sefer. It wasn't written for financial gain. It just had the benefit was they have a financial gain that they have a few coolers in the bakeries, not just this. Shmura matzah is different. Shmura matzah. First of all, they don't let goyim make shmura matzah, so you don't have to worry about it. This place is a matzah. And secondly, they make the doughs less than the shechala. And they separate later when the sal is mitzarefay some. So it's different. Okay. The guy can't be mafresh challah. So the guy sets aside a piece of dough from each large dough, and then when the yid comes in the morning, he separates challah. Now in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be minam mukif. In Chutz Laaretz, if it's from the same dough, even if it's not connected to it anymore, the other stuff is already baked. But it's not this big. They have a big dough, and he takes off, let's say, 2 kazesim.
The guy
takes off 2 kazesim and puts it down, and the yid takes one of the 2 kazesim, and he says that this is challah on everything. Prof said, how do you give a heksher on challah? How do you give a heksher on separate challah? But Yosef Nichlis works for catching someone with treifus. How do you catch someone not separating challah?
Same way.
You tell me. You walk in and you catch him in the middle of not separating challah.
How do you know they do off the stash? Now you see.
What do you see?
That they take off a piece.
But how do you know which piece came from what? Or how do you know? You see 6 pieces. How do you know there weren't 12 doughs? That's what I'm saying. The Hesher, King of Hesher. Hopefully they're with the people. And hopefully they do it. Or you separate your challah afterwards. Yeah. And as Sam is mentioning, that nowadays with video technology, it should be possible. You don't need. You can have the Mexicans there, and you can catch them. You have a video, and it makes sense. You have a video, and you can catch them.
Right.
Kiela is in the middle of requiring that every one of our stores has video constant, because most of them have anyway, and that we have access to the video except for the cash register. That we have access. It's a big maila in Hechsherim. If you have constant video, you can just turn it on. It shouldn't take the place of visiting, but it's a big maila. You can see what's going on. Okay. Anyway. Alright, so that's Sif Dalit. Let's move on to Sif Hei, where we get to Halacha Lamaisa. Sif Hei Mechaber. Chalas Chutz Laaretz, Afal Pi Shi Tameya. Now listen to this. Chalas Chutz Laaretz is all Tamei Meis. Hoyel Ve'ikach Yuvah Medevrayim. since Chalat Chutzlaretz Iker Chiyuva, even when Rav Yisrael is Masam, the Iker Chiyuva is a Din Derabanan, Eina Asura Be'achila, you're allowed to eat Chalas Chutzlaretz, that also Be'achila, Ela Al Kayin Shetuma Yaitza Alav Megufay, only on somebody who has a tumas of something that comes out of the body, a davar yaitza megufay, hainu balkeri, or a zav, or a zava, or a nida, or a yeledes. Aval sharat meim, b'maga hatumais, afilu tameim, mutarim b'achila. Today, we're all tameimais. You go to the mikveh b'zman hazeh, and you ois balkeri. Even though you remain a Tamei Meis, you're not a Bakeri, you're not a Nida. So Zokta Mechaber, a Kayin is allowed to eat Challah, Bizman Hazeh, even though the Challah is Tamei Tumas Meis. Lefikach, Bein Besuria, Bein Bechutz Loretz, and Mimratza Lahafrish Challah Achas, you don't have to separate two. Mafrish Echam Imemches, Venechelas, who do you give it to eat? Either Lekotin, Shadayin Leirah Keri, you didn't give it to a Kayin who's a cotton, who you know he didn't have Tumas Keri. A Liktana Shadayim Lerasa Nida. Beinat Tzarech Lahafrishniya. V'chedim Ha'yisham Kayin Gadol. Shetoval Mishich V'zarei Miziv Asai. Or a Gadol that went to the Mikvah. Fishlei Erev Shimshai. V'yei Shemish Tzarech Erev Shemish. Harei Zemuta Lechol Chala Rishayna. V'yei Tzarech Lahafrishniya B'chutz La'aretz. Okay, so like I told you, we learned something you never heard of before. What we have here is that you can give truma tameya to Kayin, and he can eat it, provided that he goes to the mikveh properly. He has to go to the mikveh properly. Now, I just have to say, we go to the mikveh bizman hazeh. We go to the mikveh bizman hazeh, so we run in, we're table, and we come out. When it's again to Dine Tuma, you really have to check yourself and make sure that Doch Hatzitza. It needs a B'dikin in you, and I don't know if you need, it's not their Eisel, like a need of his manazah, but you have to make sure that you don't have a Dover Achaitz on you, and then you can eat it.
The
men mikvahs are kosher, I mean, the ones that are kosher are kosher. Yeah. Look, the men's mikvahs, you have to do. Look, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, you're supposed to go to a kosher mikvah and not be a balkeri.
Right.
So you have to make sure that there's some supervision, that after they fill up the mikvah, they open the neck after the bar and they do hashaka. We hope there's someone in charge that does it. I don't know if you do it yourself. You make sure you can put it back. You know, okay. What? I don't think this applies to truma. I don't think so. I don't know. We'll learn Shemamid Aleph. I don't think so. Anyway, this is the Mechaber Shita. We, the Ramah, those who follow the Ramah, and again, I'm not sure. I learned a long time ago that just like Ashkenazim aren't bound to every Ramah, there are places you pass like the Mechaber. The Sfaradim, there are places that pass like the Ramah. It would be a surprise to me that today Sfaradim give Chala to a Kayin. But there is one case where this comes up, at least theoretically. Let's say you are making egg kichel. Egg kichel doesn't have water, and maybe they put in water today, but real egg kichel is flour and eggs. And maybe some oil, and you bake it. Now, what's unique about egg kichel? It's not Mokshul Kabal Tumah. That's very good. It's not Mokshul Kabal Tumah. Assuming it was never made wet. What? So our flour is bleached. In theory, let's say you take Pesach flour. Or you take flour in the olden days before they... Today, the truth is, today, all of our wheat, all of our flour is Mokshul Kabal Tumah. All the commercially sold. But let's say you take flour, like Pesach think of flour, and you mix it with eggs or things that are not the Sheva Mashkim, and you bake a challah. That challah, that kichel, is tar. It's not Moshul Kabal Tumah. Now you separate challah. You're not allowed to burn that challah. You're burning challah tahira. Chalter, you're not allowed to burn. So here you have a case where even by Ashkenazim, we would be naik to give it to a Kayan Kotten, Shen Tomi Yetzim Agufai, with somebody that's a Torah Balkari. It's a Timtso, where even Bisman Azeh, you could have a case, even like the way we're naik, to give a Kayan Kotten. We're going to have this later in
why
later
is there a preference for a Kayan Kotten over a Kayan
Kotten? Why is there a preference to a Kayan Kotten? I assume the reason is that a Kohen Gadol Shatavah has to be Tavel Kedin. I assume it means with Ion and Chafifa.
This preference goes back to the time of Gemara.
Goes back to the time of the Gemara. Yeah, but then when Tuma was Naig, everybody was Tavel that way. Because Tuma Tara was Naig.
For sure there shouldn't have been a preference.
For sure there was no preference, right?
The Gemara said there was a preference.
Why should it be a preference?
Doesn't the Gemara say that you would go Kohen Gadol?
I don't know if the Gemara says a preference. If it does, I'm not aware of it.
Do you know the Mayan chases the Kohen Gadol and chases the
Mayan is for a Zav.
Yeah,
okay, a Zav needs a Mayan. That's why I avoided saying Zav. But we're not clear about what a Zav exactly is, even though they are simonim. They used to type Zav as gonorrhea. Somebody who suffers from gonorrhea. The old art scroll used to translate gonorrhea as a sexual disease, where the Chazal say that a nida is with red and a zav is with white. There's some white excretion that comes out of the body involuntarily. So they used to touch it as gonorrhea. In the later years, the article changed and just transliterates it as zav, and my understanding is that it was established to them that it doesn't fit exactly whatever the simonim of gonorrhea might be, that which Baruch Hashem I'm not familiar with, that doesn't fit exactly. So I don't know what a zav is and if it's frequent bisman hazeh, but a zav needs tumah b'mayim chayim. Amik vois don't work for a zav. A zav needs tefillah in spring water. It's not enough to buy the bottled stuff. You need an original spring water, and it's very hard to have. There are a couple of mikvahs in places where the water table is very low. Here in Brighton, they have at least one mikvah which is connected to the ocean. As a din of Mayim Chaim, and it's different. I think Mayim Chaim is any natural source of water, and is the water is Yaitza from the Mayim Chaim. And that's my understanding. We discussed putting a mikveh here outside this door. I called in this next expert who does mikvahs, and I told him that when we dug down, we were supposed to dig down another foot or two, they hit water, they hit the ocean. It's kind of scary when you look at a hole that's the ocean. Like, you know, you put something down there, it's gone forever. And it's just amazing. Once you see it once, Reka Aras Alamoyim is like a fascinating thing. Like the whole earth stands on water. So I asked him if we could just make a mikveh. We don't need a double mikveh. Just make a mikveh, make a little hole. You know, nobody chalila could fall through. You know, make a tiny hole that's, you know, 2 fingers deep to go to the ocean and finished. So he said, it doesn't work. I said, why doesn't it work? He said, because when you fill up the mikveh, all the water goes into the ocean. And when you fill up the mikveh, it goes to the ocean again. You have to have a way of stuffing it and opening it, right? Otherwise, it all just runs down into the ocean. So we ended up not doing the mikveh here. But anyway, my point is that a zav needs mayim chayim. The Rashbam sheet is that a zava needs, Baruch Hashem, we know Paskin like. And okay, this is the chiddush we learned today, that there's such a thing as giving truma tameya of chutz la'aretz to a kayin who's tamei tumas meis, as long as he's not tamei tumas yetzim
agufa. In this issue of chala tameya, is this issue discussed when it comes to matzah shira of isa shem b'chil b'etzim?
That's what I mentioned before. B'dei kichol, I meant matzah shira. Anything that's not mokshel kabel tumah, we're going to have it later in shichol vav, I think. And even lidi down, we have to give it to a kayin. Because a kayan kad we give it to, because it's not mukshel kabel tumah. Okay, let's get to the Ramah. We start learning halacha l'maisa. The Yeshayrim, and our custom is Kivan She Ein Chala Nechalas Mizman Hazeh Eretz Yisrael. Since in Eretz Yisrael, we ikachalas deraisa to tamei meis are not allowed to eat it. Gam bishar makay meis ein tzivchen lahafrish rak chala achas ulasarfa. We separate one and we burn it. Now, I mentioned last week this gezera that chala shloiti shakach teres chala. That I mentioned to you at the end of the year that there's a kler. We separate chala shloiti shakach teres chala. Is that a gezera for when Mashiach comes, we should remember it? Or is it a gezera in case we go to Eretz Yisrael, we should be aware of it? That seems to be the machlokes mechaber Ramah. The Ramah says, the fact we separate challah chutzlar, like tishakah teres challah, is, so if we go to Eretz Yisrael, we should be aware of mitzvah challah. Memela, we don't have to do more than Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Ramah Shita. The mechaber on the other hand, it could be whole, so Tishaka Teres Chala means Meheri Yavei Mashiach Tzukeinu. We shouldn't forget Teres Chala. You find such gezeiros by Yashan, by Chodesh, that there's such a gezeiros Mashiach will come, you won't know. So could be that's the Mechaber Shita. He says you have to give one to a Kayin and one to a Yisrael. There's a long taz here who goes through the Rishayim on this Mechlaikas. Getting back to our halacha. So the Ramah says our minig is that we separate one challah, we do not give it to the kayin, we just burn it.
And
let me just finish. B'loy shir, we don't separate a shir. V'sar fedaisa k'may shahayu oisin k'shem afrishin shtei challahs shachallahs ha'or lohayu lo shir u'makavak ha'imdayge lital k'zayis. Nevertheless, the custom is, the Maril brings, that at least it should be Bakovedik, at least you separate a Kazayas. That's our minig. We separate a Kazayas. Al Pi Arizal, the Chidah brings, Al Pi Arizal to separate 1/48. He brings the Birkei Yosef. And he says that at least once in a while to be Nayig that way. Whatever the ticket of the Arizal is, once in a while, I guess when you make a small dough, to separate 1/48 just to keep, I guess, the Arizal's custom. But otherwise, we all know you just take a kazayis, and that's all that we take. Va'eichel chala. 1/48 is the tekana d'rabbanan of chala. We mentioned last week that in the original shir of Asir Saifa, it's a shava pruta. Oh, 1/48 is 2% of the dough. Va'echel chala filo b'chutz laretz. Let's say somebody does eat chala. Let's say the mechaber's case, or you have was loy mochshel kabel tuma. Mevorech tchila ala min shereitz alechol. First, you make hamaitzi a barim in a mezainis. Va'akach mevorech shakisham says a mitzivanu. I'm sorry, shisham dusha shal Aaron. V'tzivanu lechol truma. He makes such a nusach habracha. So tzivanu lechol truma. Now, the lashon truma we're going to have later, chala is also truma. Truma means it's separated. So therefore, you make a bracha. So we've never heard anybody raise the kain katan or the kain shetobi yetzim aguf shetobi lakir yet. What? Sorry. First you make the Maitzio Mezainis, and then you do that. The Yeshay Mekshu Sarfer Lachala, Oysen La Hesek Befnei Atzma, the Yisrael Oysen La Henes Mimena. When you burn it separately, V'nayigin Lashlichu L'tanur Kaidim Shayif in HaPas, some do it after, some do it before, that's the meaning. So here we learn two dinim. The Shear of Chala, the amount we separate, and what we do with the challah that we burn. So I'd like to talk about the shear, and I'd like to talk about the burning. What?
What?
No, no, the afrasha, you made a bracha on afrasha. Now we're talking about eating it. Right, the afrasha you made already before. And now the kohen is making the bracha. No, he had the same order.
No,
I might see first.
Why shouldn't you make up something else?
Why should you make up something else? Yeah, there are two. That's a bracha on separating. Here we're talking about when you give it to the kohen eats it. The bracha. The gra has a kasha. Now the gra. Before it doesn't have to. I want to talk about burning. I want to talk about the shear. Let me go in order. I talk about the shear. I'll talk about burning. Regarding the shear, the gra in Simin Shin Lamed Aleph, the gra is Lamed Hay. Yes, Akasha. It says over there, Shin Lamed Aleph, gra is Sivkat Lamed Hay. It says there, in the, that's Ilchas Truma. It says there in Ilchas Truma. Truma gedayla bismana zeh shemedes l'sreifa mnei atuma shiura kolshu truma chitachas b'teres kol akri. So frek the gra, why do we have a minig by chala that we separate a kazayis? We separate a kazayis, and by truma it says mashu. So the gra v'zel shayna in the middle of lamed hay of a tzarchi and gadol my shlomei chala. Miksiv, he has more. Mechalas miksiv. The mechabel shchalas or yesh loshir. It's even a 48. So he has a kasha. Why chalas the mechabeshit here is a mashu by truma, and here it's a 48. So why? What? Chitach peteres. And there to meet for the midst of the Sina for a mat here. That's what the okay. Nabi Yehuda said this. Nabi Yehuda said that mat here is a mashu. The Sina Lakayin has a shear, but the Chayyim and the Sina Lakayin have a shear by Truma also. Chal and Truma. The answer is we don't give Truma to Chabos. We give Chala to the Chayyim. So what the Malay Aimer, it's a safety here on the Chaskala, says the following. He brings the teretz from the this is the Me'ad Mizman, of course, in the Tziv. Me'ad Mizman is a Chelek Gimel, Simirei Samaches. He has a footnote to answer the Gros Kasha. He says beautifully. He says, by Truma, it says, V'nosan Lakayin. The mitzvah of the Sina, it says Lakayin. So we learn from Vinasan, it should be shared k'day nesina, it should be a chashav nesina. That's only when you give it to the kayin. So then you have a mitzvah, it should be a chashav nesina. But by chala, it says in the Torah, it says the lashon of Areshis Arisei Seichem Titnu Lashem. It says the nesina is, so to speak, Lashem. In the mitzvah itself, there's a mitzvah of nesina. And therefore, the mitzvah itself, we separate a 48 according to the Mechaber or Kazayis Lididan, that it should be at least something that has a eponym of a Nesina. So that's our meaning to separate a Kazayis. Now, what do you do with it? So the meaning of burning it. The truth is, there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Why? We burn chala tameya. It's in Masechta Shabbos Chafei. We're learning by Mamad Likis Shabbos. After we skip the Chanukah blot, which we're going to learn Mitzvah Hashem after Sukkot. So there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Why burn the chala? Why not just throw it into the ocean? Why not put it into the ashba? So the Shita of Rashi is that the reason that you burn it is, I just want to make sure I have the Shita's right. Yeah, the shita of Rashi is dumya de kachim, just like kachim tameim. We know the Torah says noisar or kachim tameim. You burn. So memela, when we have chala tameya, we also burn it dumya de kachim. But Taisus himself says it's as chashash takala. You burn it, it shouldn't come lidei takala. It shouldn't come to a michshol. If you're going to leave it around, somebody's going to find it, someone's going to bake it, someone's going to eat it, and it'll come lidei michshol. Now from this comes out a kula in the Achrayinim, the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish writes that not everyone is naik to burn it. How are people naik? Do people, everyone burn it? Your wives burn it? It is more or less to burn it. But I'll get to that one thing at a time. The Chazaynish says, I'll get to it. The Chazaynish says, not everyone is naik to burn it. Why isn't everybody naik to burn it? So he says it could be, since the whole thing is a chashash takala, the only is a chashash takala. So in your house, you can separate the dough, put it aside. It's also a chashash takala. We have garbage cans in our house. It's much easier to take the dough. All right, but they're covered. You wrap it in a plastic bag and you put it in the garbage. It's less of a chashash takala. And I mentioned to you, I told my wife, well, especially when we had little boys at home, and they like playing with the dough. So it happened that my wife separated the dough, the challah, put it aside, and then it disappeared. You know, the boys were throwing dough at each other, or I think I mentioned to you, yeah, the boys discovered if you take dough and throw it to the ceiling, it sticks. So in answer to me, I had a big shverikait. It always bothered me. You learn in the Gemara, in Masechtas Pesachim, says you used to scrape the walls for chametz. Who has to scrape the walls for chametz? Like, why are you scraping walls for chametz? They didn't bother you to learn the Gemara? They used to scrape the walls. Why are you scraping the walls? So now we understood. The kids take the dough, they throw it, it sticks to the wall, it sticks to the ceiling. You have to scrape the walls. But anyway, al chashash takala, so the Chazon Ish writes that if you do it, then chashash takala, that you could do it. Now this Chazon Ish is actually not in the Sefer Chazon Ish. It's quoted in the Mayadim Uzmanim, I believe, in the same place, in the name of the Chazon Ish, and that's why he does it. The Michas Yitzchak is another minhag to throw it out. He says to wrap it and throw it out. He says occasionally it can happen today, but occasionally it could have happened. When you had flour that was not mukshal kabel tuma, it could have happened that you had challah that was really tar. Challah tahira, now it's tummy tumas meis, but I'm sorry, it's not even tummy tumas meis. Not mukshal kabel tuma. It's not tummy at all. It's real challah. You're not allowed to be babid biyadayim. You're not allowed to destroy real challah. So, really, what you should do, we say, is you give it to kayin kot. But people are not bekiyim. Most people don't realize such a thing. So if you're going to wrap it in a bag and throw it away, all right, you're supposed to give it to a kayin, but at least you didn't destroy it. It's still good. So Mechaz Yitzchak brings such a minig not to destroy a biyadayim because of a minig that you might come to challah that's not mukshal kabel tuma, you'll do yitu and they'll make a toss and they'll burn it as well. So that's a second reason for the minig. But you can't get away from the Ramah. I'm not telling anybody not to burn it. The Ramah says burn it, but the teretz for those who are not to burn it. This is a teretz. What?
You tell your wife not to burn it, she won't listen to you.
If you tell your wife, she won't listen to you. If I tell your wife, she'll listen.
Yeah.
If I tell my wife, she won't listen either. But
if you take challah on Yom Tov,
you don't burn it. Okay, because the burning is unless you're kind. Okay, as far as having anah from the burning of it, a kain is allowed to have anah from burning of truma. Yisrael is not allowed to have anah from the burning of truma of truma chala. However, there's a shaila. What happens if you take the dough and you put it into the oven or into the fire? Why your challahs are baking in the oven? It happens. It happens sometimes that women just they know you have to burn it, so they put it in the oven at the same time. Now, really, you're not supposed to do that, unless you're a kohen. But you're really not supposed to do that. The reason is because we have a concept of yeshvach etzim bepas, that the wood that you burn, the status of the wood, we consider the benefit of the wood is in the product that comes from it. Yesh v'chaytim pas. So really, you're not supposed to burn the challah at the same time as the bread that you're baking. B'di'eved, again in the Sefer Lekhet HaOmer, which is an excellent Likud Sefer on from the author of Pesachei Chayshin, he wrote many svarim, and he says that it's not osa b'di'eved, that we don't pass that it asks b'di'eved. I'm not sure the lumdis of why it doesn't ask b'di'eved, but he brings that way, and therefore it happens. People, I've had women call me and they tell me they've been doing it all along. Their friend just told them you're not supposed to burn it at the same time. It's true, you're not supposed to burn it at the same time. But if you did, it doesn't ask the bread b'di'eved. Now, blias of dough only asks a blias if they touch. It's not mazia, it dries as it bakes. If it touches, then it asks. We're going to learn in Shechav Kimmel, it's bottle 1 in 101. So when it mixes in, it could be its bottle. But as far as you have to be very careful, they shouldn't put the dough on the rack itself. So as far as asking other things, I guess we're going to get to that in Yitzhak Shem. Now, the question was asked how much it has to burn. How much of it has to burn? Let's say the outside is burnt, and if you crack it, the inside is still doughy. It's still doughy. So I don't have a maramakim on it. I know that in the bakery, in my father's bakery, they used to have a pail in which they threw the dough. At the end of the day, when they shut the oven, they stuck the pail in the oven. It was still hot for a long time. They came in the morning, it was black, and they threw it out. And one of the meshkichin who came in told them not to do it that way, because the bottom of it stays good. Instead, now they spread it on a pan. They have a separate pan for challah, and they spread it in a thin layer on the pan, and they put it in, and that way it burns through and through. Does it have to burn through and through or not? So, look, I told you, you don't have to burn it. You can throw it out. So it's not a question of the evidence. It's a question in the hider of it. So I'll just tell you what I was thinking. It says in Hilchis Chametz. The Chametz is pretty chamur. It's more chamur than Hilchis Chala. Right? Chametz is Dereisa, and Chala is a Drabanan. Even Eretz Yisrael is not, as only a Chutzlaret. In Hilchis Chala, it says that if you take a cube of dough, and you tar it all around, and you make it into a seat, you make it into a chair or a footstool. It says it's mutabahanah on Pesach. Even though if you crack it open and you look inside, there's chametz inside. But once you tar it all around, you make it into something else. It's mutter. That could be a limud zchus on the macaroni smileys. You know, that they paint over. I mean, I'm not comfortable having it in my kitchen, but it could be at least a limud zchus that it's nishtana, that's called nishtana. So if by chametz, it's a double pella, none of us would use this kula, it's a machaber in Shulchan Aruch. None of us would do this in our house, knowingly keep such challah. But at least we find the idea that if the whole outside is burnt and there's no plant to cut it open, that it's considered ois chametz, v'hilchus chametz. I assume that v'hilchus challah, that it should be adequate as well.
But what kind of incident, if she was told for a half hour to burn out the oven, was that because it was on the rack? I'm not sure why.
It could be that you touched the rack, so they were told to burn it.
On the highest heat for a half hour.
Okay, that's probably what happened. Okay. There is a Mishnah Berurah. It's in Tufnun Zayin of Kot Chav Beis. Tov kara shem liisa biyantif de Pesach. Okay, the on Pesach you should know we don't separate. Well, we don't make doughs on Pesach. That's our meaning. But when we make matzah, Pesach matzah, we don't separate challah from the dough. So what are we going to do with it? You have to let it stand around. It's going to turn to chametz. You don't want chametz in a Pesach bakery. So our custom is we make each ma'ara, each dough, less than the shir challah, and it's baked into matzahs. And all the matzahs are put into one basket, and tziruf sal, we'll learn later, even if it's not chayiv al dough in challah, if afterwards you mitzarif all of the matzahs in one basket, then it's chayiv in challah, then you separate. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if someone made a mistake? On Pesach, he made a dough, he's making matzahs, he's making Pesach tikka, whatever he's making, and he separated challah. Now, once you separated challah, what are you going to do with it? So, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bake things unless you're going to eat it. So what are you going to do with this dough? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Tov, akor Hashem le'isa b'Yom Tov to Pesach. He says, Oifa litnoi l'kayin kot. You should bake it, even bizman hazeh, and give it to a kayin kot. So that, the Mechaber, even though, when they like the Ramah, we burn all our challah, the Mechaber Shita, that bizman hazeh, you're allowed to give challah to a kayin katan, at least in theory, comes up. I mentioned before, sometimes not mushal kabbal tuma. And Mishnah Berurah has another case where it comes up, and that's on Pesach. We don't make those on Pesach, but in theory, what? It's going to become chametz. If you don't bake it, it's going to turn to chametz. You got to bake it quickly. It's going to turn to chametz. You don't have chametz. So I guess you can be mafker it, but
you can't burn it then because
you can't burn it because you're burning. Right. Yeah, a couple of kli is only when you're in trouble. You don't want to get in trouble in the first place. So, right. So he tov v'hifrish. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Tov v'hifrish. If he made a mistake and he separated it while it's dough, out of habit, he did it that way. So, so you can't bake it if you're not going to eat it. You can't bake things. You know, you have to have malacha to bake. So you don't bake it if you can eat it. So he says, bake it and give it to a kain, to a kain cut. So you have a echetimtza where you can have the achila of chala bismanazim. Alright, so this is the introductory siman til chaschala. And Nitz Hashem, I guess we'll start